4 KFW.
Happy Hump Day.
Doing all right?
You good today. How about yourself?
Lay back down, take a nap.
Do you ever not want to take a nap?
This morning's like, just, I don't know. It's just one of those mornings where it's like, I don't want to get up. Yeah, most of them, at least by the time I hit the shower, I'm usually all right. But this one's just, man, I'm ready to go.
The beginning of a long day. Wake up in the morning and the first thing you think of is like 16 more hours and I can go back to bed.
Or at least go home, take a nap on the couch before bed. I'm about ready for it to kind of warm up a little bit and stay warm.
It's like 70 this weekend, right?
Something like that, 60s and 70s. I walked out of the house yesterday, it was, what, 20-something degrees? I'm like, good Lord.
For the place, you don't know what to wear. And that wind's been brutal the last couple of days.
I walked out of the plant. I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before. Whatever day, it was really kicking. And I walked out, man, it's just buffering you everywhere.
Out in it a lot that day. Just be going in and out from plant to plant. Leave the roll-up door open and then the wind will really be blowing through the warehouse.
Warm back up, too.
Great big warehouse. We only have, like, a little steam heater on each end. I think all it does is, you know, keep stuff from freezing.
That temperature, right?
Yeah.
Kind of weird. It's, you know, it's kind of what they call the center spine, and then the fingers that come off of it, so the lines will kind of go perpendicular to the center spine and then come back and join back on it. It's kind of a weird setup, but it allows them to add on. Man, those fingers, those things get cold for some reason. I don't know if they turn the power off, because they'll do that, you know, turn the heat or air down to save on energy, but man, that's no simple walking down the finger.
It's just a steel frame. You know, mostly with the metal sides.
Those two, I don't miss it. I do like the climate control, but, you know, it gets a little bit cold. It's probably nothing like what's regular warehouse. But they won't turn the heaters on half the time, especially when it flip-flops back and forth.
City's working 29 bad today. That's the third one that had somebody stopped, and I only made it up here to the bypass.
The operation, you know, where they have all the cops out on the road, but I don't know when it starts. I was coming home yesterday, and there was a police officer parked up on the bridge over the 129, you know, right over top of 85. But I didn't see any other ones, which is weird, because usually they have the one that's spotting people, and then they'll have one going off, so I just kind of thought it was a weird setup.
They may have been looking for a certain car.
Remember, I just read the article or something. I don't remember what I was looking at and saw where, you know, there's going to be a bunch of different agencies and they're going to be out patrolling. I don't remember. It's 85, 995, just all the different interstates in the state. And just, you know, trying to, I don't know. It looked like it was geared more towards just driving in general, not really, you know, the ones where they're looking for drugs and all that other stuff.
Station in there.
Good morning, gentlemen. KO4HKX.
Patrick, welcome to the group.
KO4, yep.
We should look for drunk drivers down there.
Hard to find.
Their hands going down the road.
Get some gas when I get off of the interstate. I'm going to be, ain't going to make it home.
New rig.
Yeah, see, I'm waiting to fuel up there by the plant. It's only 227 up there. Dang, the QT in Greer's like 279.
Gas prices around here ain't really come down much.
BMW cars. You're from Anthony and Angela. I hadn't heard from them in a couple of weeks.
Net Sunday night. I told them we'd been missing them, but than that, I hadn't heard nothing out of them.
A different time or so.
Life just gets in the way. Stay up and watch the speech last night.
I didn't watch the speech.
It's 5 minutes just for S's and G's, and I don't know. I mean, I didn't hate it, but at the same time, just the, you know, he's just up there talking and just hammering people that are in the audience. And I'm like, man, that's just crazy to do that. But, you know, I guess it's his speech. He can do what he wants.
Well, they had in the news where he said everybody that thinks they should support Americans and not immigrants stand up, and I guess a bunch of them didn't stand up.
As I watched of it, every time he said something, you could see one whole side of the chamber stand up and clap, and the other one was staying that seated the whole time. Politics to me. I don't remember if it was in his speech or on a website I was reading, because they were kind of recapping, and it was talking about the gas prices. It said some states it's $1.99 a gallon. I'm like, we need to see that here.
That in Spartanburg.
That up here.
They're stubborn, right around $2.50 a gallon. They're just fluctuating around that area.
$7.99 up here, somewhere in that area.
$7.99 in Greer, but $2.27 in Spartanburg.
Last time we saw below $2 a gallon up here.
I was a teenager and it got up to 50 cents. It's like, man, that was awful.
Things change. I mean, I tell my boys similar thing. I'm like, I remember, you know, as a teenager, when I could drive, go up to the fast fare or the Little Cricket and get a 5 gallon jug of gas, take $5 of it, and you get change back.
I remember when the first time I seen gas over $1 a gallon.
Kid, Dad'd give me a quarter in the gallon jug, go get gas, and I'd come back with change.
Never have to worry about that again, but I still wouldn't mind seeing it come around. It'd be nice to see a one on the beginning of it again.
8-9 years ago, when diesel got down to $1.50 a gallon, down there in Greenville, I was running the Zuzu. So I remember that happening.
Cheaper than gasoline? Wow. I know at one point in time it was cheaper to drive my truck than it was a BMW. So that was crazy, but not anymore. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting ready to get off of my exit, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a good day. Be safe if you're out and about. And hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. 04CF, and I will be clear on y'all's phone.
Have a great day, KO4HK.
Have a good day, KN4KFW. Agenda for the day.
Rear drum brakes.
How long is front brakes?
Teach them how to do them, how to replace them.
With a screwdriver, right?
Pair of side cutters.
Cylinder hone and hone out the little pistons there and get all that working right.
Four, but I won't teach them that.
Expand them out as far as you can and still get that drum on before you have to adjust it, because that little adjuster's a pain in the butt.
That's for sure.
It's some kind of special tool he used to stick in there.
This is for drum brakes. There's a couple different kinds.
With a system kind of like the slack adjusters on the big truck.
And you're talking about the slack adjusters on the big trucks?
Well, something like that, or make it a little easier.
You do that.
Straight forward, right? Crank it in there until you start to see the cylinder start to come out a little bit, and then back it off a little bit.
Forward. Not that complicated, but people still have trouble with it.
Eric is this morning. I hope his pup's all right.
Was he going into work today?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
do good to keep up with myself.
Susan said to me the other day, now that I'm retired, I don't know what day it is.
Together.
Any of the young people showing any interest in what you're showing them?
I got one that he's interested, but he can't retain it, and doesn't really show initiative. He says he's interested, let's put it that way.
That I know. We got one at work. He's taking classes for cybersecurity, but about at least once a week, you got to call IT to get him to reset his password because he can't remember it.
Call anything.
Muscle memory with the joystick. Right, they're saying that most kids that enter college nowadays, they can't even read on like an eighth grade level.
Farmer, genius or spelling, you know, be winner or anything like that. But I'm in there having to teach them how to do grammar and how to spell.
See, on that one, I'm the last person you want to ask how to spell something.
Same here. And I'm like, man, I know my shortcomings and y'all really bad off. That we had a meeting about it Monday, about if he's actually going to be able to continue the class or not, because he's been there 10 months and making no progress.
That article I read the other day, kids in the 12th grade, his GPA is 0.13, but it's better than 50% of the other kids in the school.
He's the one that I was telling you about. He says he's interested, and he's got some excitement about it when you're talking to him about it. But when it gets out there to the hands-on side, he doesn't have it. So I'm trying to steer him more toward a service rider or a parts counter.
Be a good candidate for a truck driver. You really don't have to know anything these days.
Right, he wouldn't be a good candidate for that. He freezes up in stressful situations.
Get lost anyway.
He's 20 or early 20s and still don't have a driver's license.
Better learn on something with four wheels first. Fine with you. I'm getting off the interstate. I got to run over here and pick up some fuel because it's going to be a dead ringer that I'll forget this evening.
Do that. We don't want to hear about you on the side of 85 on the way home. But good to talk to you this morning, Ken. Hope you and Susan have a good day. And stay warm. Or looks like it's going to be a nice warm day down there at work, so enjoy the sunshine. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
KN4TFW.
And KF4NXY.
David?
Patrick, how you doing out there?
Good. Just getting out on the road to head into work.
Remember when you used to have to be on the road a lot, an awful lot with the work you were doing?
They've changed, that's for sure. I was telling somebody the other day, I feel like I'm working a part-time schedule compared to what I used to work.
I believe the 40-hour week of a regular job is part-time compared to what you used to do.
But it is what it is, I guess. We'll enjoy it and move on until something changes, right?
The way to do it, I've been retired for a little while, and back when I worked, it was good to work, and actually I kind of did sort of what you're doing now. I worked with youthful offenders, and It was a different kind of stress. But anyway, those days are gone. But yeah, I heard you talking to Tom the other day, and you make it down in this neck of the woods. You know, maybe I could meet you for lunch or something too.
It's just when you're working 5 days a week, it's hard to get down there like that. So that's the thing.
I figure you got a totally different schedule now.
There's things I like about it, and there's things I don't. I miss getting out and seeing everybody and talking to everybody during the daytime. But I also enjoy my 10-minute ride to work and 10-minute ride home, and don't have to deal with all the other stuff that's going on.
I can only imagine all the paperwork and all this, that, and the other you had to do running your own business.
It's a little monotonous at times, but I enjoyed that part of it too, so I'm not going to say anything bad about it. Honestly, I wish I could have kept going, but God has other plans.
I guess it's kind of funny the way things work out. It's like, well, almost 40 years ago when I met my wife, if I tell people, I probably wouldn't still be alive the way my life was going back then. And I'd pretty much given up on that being answered. And then but one night it got answered, and I've had a good Christian girl for 39 years now, and come August 16th, it'll be 40, so I've been very fortunate.
They're in the same boat with you. Hasn't been quite as long, but I wasn't doing anything really bad, and I was trying to stay pretty good and wasn't drinking or any of that mess, but life just, it sucked growing up the way I did. And then I met my wife when I was 18, still senior in high school, and life changed for the better. And we've been married 30 years, the 16th of March, so I'm grateful that God sent her my way.
I guess there's something, you know, you don't always, you know, you think, well, this prayer didn't get answered, but it'll be answered in its own time. It's, at least that's the way I've come to look at it, because, you know, I look back over my life and I see different turning points, and it's kind of strange that I'm the only family member left to my immediate family members. My two younger brothers died before me, and my mom and dad died fairly close together, and so I'm the only one left, and I've kind of been adopted into my wife's family, and they're really good people, so like I say, I've been blessed and highly favored.
Sounds a lot like mine. My mom and younger brother are gone. My dad is still here, but we haven't spoke in over 3 years. So I just can't tolerate him. He wasn't there when I was growing up, so ain't no loss now. But wife's family treats me like I'm one of theirs, so I can't complain there.
Yes, sir. You wind up with good people, and it matters so much more than a big checking account or a big fancy house on top of a hill. I mean, we're out here in the country, you know, just a double-wide mobile home, and when thing. Ain't no HOA, so I can do what I want to do with the property, and it's quiet and peaceful. Whereas when we lived in downtown Lawrence, it was starting to get on my nerves, all the noise in the area. So that's when we moved out here. We moved out here about a little over 20 years ago, and it was a good thing to do.
You and I are walking the same road. I've been where I'm at 28 years out in the country here. We lived in town when we were younger, renting. And I don't know. Wouldn't change a thing. And I get along with everybody in her family but her dad. And he's starting to come around after 30 years. He's finally giving up.
My wife's dad was a little, I don't know, there was a little, wondered about him, but he just liked to kind of pick on me and tease, and, it wasn't nothing bad, but he was a character in a way, but he was a good old man. I miss him. He was really nice.
I'm not complaining about my father-in-law. He didn't like me at first because he knew how I grew up and how I was raised and didn't think I was, suitable for his daughter, but can't really blame him for that, knowing, my past. But that's all changed now. But, David, I'm going to jump out of here. I got to make a quick stop, and I'll catch you later. You and Miss Marie have a good day, and good to hear you this morning. Enjoy that cup of coffee. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
You have a good day. I've enjoyed the conversation, and maybe one of these days, Dude and Jody will get back in here. I haven't heard them in a while. Anyway, you have a great day. I'll talk to you later. KF4NXY.